We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of talk today on Reese Hoskins, also on Ezekiel Elliott, but that Eagles free agency thing rolls on now nearing the end of week two. It's been active, more in who they've lost and who they've gotten, but they've kept some, they've lost a lot. And for more on all of it, we turn to one of the great Eagles defenders of all time. He's a great friend of the WIP Midday Show all the years we were doing it. And he's going to be a big part of our morning show as well. We love him, Mr. Seth Joyner. How you doing, Seth?
Joe, John, what's happening?
Hi, Seth.
It's all good, man. Why do you have a smoother voice than, you know, pretty much anybody living?
I don't know, man. I guess it's just Barry White in me. I don't know.
Exactly right. Oh, my God. We got to laugh out of Seth right out of the gate. I love it. All right, Seth, let's get to it. Because I'm not laughing with some of this stuff that's going on with free agency. And while Howie was in a tough spot, because you know you're going to lose, dudes, there's only so many you can keep when you have so many great players, I don't understand them not prioritizing C.J. Gardner-Johnson. What is your reaction? Do you think he was a worse guy than we knew about? Do you think he was a bad teammate? Do you think he was overrated by many of us as fans, as a player? What the heck happened?
Well, listen, I mean, when you lose a guy like that and all the chatter that goes on around it, you know, all of these defenses start to go up. You know, not only do the fans get defensive, the player gets defensive, you know, the team's going to remain neutral because, you know, that's just – professional thing to do. I don't care who they sign. I don't care what the circumstances are. He's a big piece to lose. And people have made, you know, excuses. Oh, you know, he's a bad apple. We didn't hear about that during the season. A.J. Brown comes out and says, hey, you know, he's, you know, was a great teammate. I get it. You know, the Eagles made an offer early. He wanted to test free agency, which he should have, you know. And the Eagles, if they got in their feelings about it, they shouldn't have, because that's what free agency is about. I think the communication could have been better. Hey, listen, if you're not going to take the deal that we have on the table, you know, we've got to move on. We got other priorities that we got to take care of. And if we can get the two corners re-signed and done, that's going to mean less money down, you know, down in, at the end. Sometimes it's just about communication. It seems to me that the communication wasn't all that good, on the Eagles' part, as well as, you know, his agency, because you can't put a tweet out like that and be my agent. You know, the minute you push in, you know, you're fired. Plain and simple.
Yeah. I do think it hurt him. Seth, he got paid the 20th most at the safety spot. So you're a free agent looking to hit it big. The word, you know, heading into free agency was, hey, this guy could earn $13, $14 million a year, and he got paid 1 year, $8 million, the 20th highest safety in the NFL. Why? Why was he paid like the 20th safety?
You know, I don't know. There's only one guy that made more than he did at the safety position. I've heard everything, you know, everything under the sun that, oh, you know, he's not a true safety. You know, he's a slot guy. He's a corner guy. He's a box safety. You hear all these things, but, you know, I can't tell you why, John. I really can't.
Yeah.
You know, I got some theories, you know, as I look at him. And I look at, you know, the Lamar Jackson, you know, situation. I've got some theories. You know, I feel like this is my theory in a nutshell. I get a sense that the NFL owners are trying to reset the pay scale in certain situations. Deshaun Watson upset the quarterback pay scale last year. You've heard the Ravens owner come out and make that assessment, that was a mistake, and they're trying to fix it. And maybe, you know, there's some residual there as far as C.J. Gardner-Johnson is concerned, because you can't tell me that guy shouldn't have been the top-paid defensive player, you know, in free agency this year. Come on. Yeah. I mean, 24, 25 years old, 6 interceptions. You can talk about the tips or whatever. The guy made the plays.
Yeah.
That was there for him to be made in less games, you know, than a lot of guys, yeah, you know, that played last year.
So – right now, our safeties are Kayvon Wallace, Reed Blankenship, Justin Evans, Andre Sacheré. How do you feel about that group?
Listen, I'm worried. there's a lot of positions on the defensive side of the ball. I'm worried about our safeties. I'm worried about our linebackers. And I'm, quite frankly, I'm worried about our defensive tackle position.
Yeah.
I don't care what we have or what we go get. I'm worried about those positions. We don't have experience in the secondary at safety. You know, they signed some nice guys that, you know, look good. The Greedy Williams, you know, deal was great, you know. But again, when you see guys start to move around, the question is why? You know, why wasn't he retained where he was? You know, we've signed a couple of linebackers. You know, are they special teams guys? Are they guys that can really make a difference?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the defensive tackle is really the worrisome spot. Because if people think that this defense is going to post 70 sacks again next year, they're living in la-la land. Because those, you know, 70 sacks, 27 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions by Nick Foles, those kinds of years are anomalies, man. They're not going to happen on a year-to-year basis, especially – you know, with the age that we have, you know, on our defensive front, you know, that's not going to happen again. So, you know, the Eagles, they got some holes to fill, man. You know, or, you know, you're going to pay Jalen Hurts and you've got to expect for him to score 35, 40 points a game in order for you to win next year.
You're worried about the D-tackle spot. Jordan Davis, we drafted him in the first round last season. You'd think in his second year he'd be ready to roll. How viable a starter is he in this league?
Listen, only thing I can – people like to talk about the data analytics and all that kind of stuff. What I like to judge situations on is what I see, okay? He was made a big deal about last year because, you know, in their five-man front, he helped to secure the run. When he went out, the run went to hell in the handbasket. You know, Javon Hargrave – not mad at all about that loss because he's a guy that wants to rush the passer. He's not the type of guy who is going to stand in and hold the point, you know, and be the type of guy that you need to start the run. You know, if that was the case, they could have moved in the nose. It was pretty clear that they had to go out and get Sue and Joseph in order to shore that up because a guy like Hargrave didn't want to do that last year.
So you think Hargrave was overrated, right, Seth? I mean, is that basically what you're saying?
Listen, I just, you know, I think he was beneficial. He's a great pass rusher. And, you know, for what San Francisco signed him to do, you know, that's a great pickup for him. I just, if I'm a GM, I'm not giving that guy $20 million a year. I'm just not doing it. You know, I'm not doing it. For 11 sacks, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. Just not doing it. And my problem... My problem with Jordan Davis is Jordan Davis is primarily a run stopper. He's not a pass rusher, you know? And if they can't get him down to 320, 330 this year and get him a jump rope and get him a ladder and work on his feet, okay, where he can rush the passer, that draft pick in my opinion, is a mistake. Because you can't move up to 13 or 12 or whatever it is the Eagles moved up to take him and be one-dimensional. Play on first and second down, third down, you got to take him out. Can't do that.
Yeah.
It does not look good so far.
Yeah.
No.
That's strong. How ready to start is N'Kobe Dean? And is he a Mike or a Will?
Good question. He better be ready now. There's no doubt about it. I think that, you know, the Eagles knew that this is what was coming this year, with both of those guys being, you know, either on a one-year deal or on the last year of their deal, TJ and Kazir. So he better be ready. We're about to find out. You know, he's flashed in the games that he's played. Mm-hmm. But when you come in and you know that you got a lead and the other team's got to throw the ball, it's a lot easier to flash than it is when you got to decipher, you know, in the first quarter what the heck is going on when they're running it, when they're passing it.
You got to step up every play, yeah.
But you know, I'm curious to see John the same way that everybody else is. You know, he's another one that scares me. He's a little on the light side. And, you know, whether you play him at Mike or Will, you know, it could mean the difference between him having to, you know, get in the mix in the middle. If you run a lot of five-man stuff where you only keep one guy on the field and it is him, kind of the way you did with TJ Edwards last year, you know, does he know where he fits? You know, does he have enough speed in the passing game to be able to cover? You know, or do you have to drop a safety in the box or go dime, you know, more than you really want to? There's a lot of things that are, you know, that are hanging, you know, for this team. Who are you going to pair with them?
They got to figure that out, man. And I'll tell you, my concern, and it's great talking to you about this because different era, your deal. I'm telling you, Seth, I'm worried they're about to slink right on back down to a bunch of cheap linebackers who aren't that good. And the thing about
this Morrow guy.
Yeah, this past season they had cheap linebackers for the most part, but they're like T.J. Edwards was a good player. He was solid. And I think they're headed back to a bunch of him and Eggers, and it drives me nuts. Seth, let me ask you this. You famously had an opportunity to play for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones reached out to you. I believe your exact words, if I remember right, were hell no. As a longtime Eagle, as a great, as someone who wants to see the Eagles win but also hates the Cowboys, would you, Seth Joyner, want the Eagles to sign Ezekiel Elliott?
Let me say this. And then I got one comment before we wrap about TJ Edwards.
Yeah.
If Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni believes that Zeke Elliott's got something left and he'll help this team win and get back to the Super Bowl, then by all means, sign the guy.
Listen,
we live in a different era, you know, of how the game is played.
You're hurting my heart, Seth. Seth, you're hurting my heart,
man. Tell him, Seth.
Seth, you're hurting my heart, man. You hurt my heart.
Well, listen, our hearts can't be hurt any worse than it was last year. The Phillies lost the World Series. The Soul lost the, you know, the MLS Cup. You know, and the Eagles lost the damn Super Bowl,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, but I got Seth Joyner now saying let's sign a Cowboy that we hate.
No. Listen, I didn't say that. See, there you go. Don't put words in my mouth. I said if Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni thinks that he can help the team win, okay? I think Zeke is cooked, to be honest with you. I don't think there's anything left in the tank. What are you going to get out of him? Even if you have, you know, the best offensive line in the National Football League like the Eagles have, what are you going to get out of Zeke, you know, that you can't get out of, you know, what you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have a bigger back, a power back for short yards and third down situations like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if the NFL doesn't screw this thing up and leaves, you know, the quarterback sneak thing alone, Jalen's going to convert another 30 first downs on third and fourth and one. So who cares, you know? So, well, you know, listen, I don't like the idea any more than you do, John, but this is just a different era, man. I mean, like, I would have retired before I went and played for the Cowboys. I really would have, man. I really would have. But these guys now, the kind of money you're talking about, you know, if they're going to give Zeke $3, $4, $5 million to come and play, You know, he's the one that said, hey, I want to come play for the Eagles. He sees what's going on in that offensive side of the ball. So, you know, we just live in a different era, man. And, you know, as fans, yeah, we can say we don't like that idea. But that organization is going to do whatever they think is necessary.
Open-minded Seth Joyner. Yes. Whatever helps us win. I agree.
I'm still
Seth, what's your comment on T.J. Edwards you wanted to say?
Still depressed over the damn Super Bowl. Listen, T.J. Edwards was a nice player, okay? T.J. Edwards was just, in my opinion, a tackling machine. You know, between him and Kazir, I think they had, what, 3.5 sacks, 1 interception, you know, maybe one or two pass defense. You know, I'm not paying a guy $8-9 million a year to just be a tackling machine. You can find a tackling machine anywhere. You know, now it's not a slight against the guy, but that's what he brings to the table. You know, they need a linebacker, at least one guy who can make some freaking play, a guy that can blitz when you send him, that he's going to get there 50-60% of the time. They need a guy who can drop in the covers, you know, eye the quarterback, break on the ball, get an interception, hit somebody, and not just tackle him, get the damn ball out, man.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, yeah, ball hawk.
They need some guys at the linebacker position who can make some plays. And because of how they value linebackers, they don't get those top-level guys. Because when you look at the great defenses, look at Bolton in the Super Bowl. Come on. You know, guy was just all over the field. Yeah. When you look at the top-level defenses and when defenses really need to step up, they got at least one guy at the linebacker position that never comes off the field, but he's an impact player. Fred Warner, you know, Trey Greenlaw. I mean, I can go down the list of guys, you know, that make a difference. The Eagles haven't had that.
You're right.
But the Eagles organization don't value
that.
Because they don't value it, they struggle against the run. Okay, and they don't get production beyond just tackles.
Yeah,
you know, listen, if I play every down for 17 games, you damn well better bet that I'm gonna have over 130 tackles in a season.
Yeah,
I should, because I don't ever come off the field.
Listen, Seth, here's the key, man. We as a show, we value you, man. Thank you for doing this today, Seth. We look forward to talking a ton through the year, man. Obviously, football season primarily. It's always great talking to you. I'll see you on the golf course sometime soon, Seth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, yourself. Seltzer, what do we got this week?
We got a lot. Let's dive in. This is our most star-studded drop of the week yet. So let's start it out this way. We were in Florida. We had some great people we talked to, and Charlie Manuel telling us about his Japanese nickname was pretty great.
Japan factors into this WBC a little bit. You Akahari was your nickname over there.
Akahoni.
Akahoni.
Akaoni.
Akaoni. And that's
like, what does that mean? The big home run hitter? What does that mean?
That means a red devil.
That's great.
Terrific. Like outstanding stuff from Charlie. Wasn't expecting that. All right, let's keep it going. The stars continue. Alec Bohm talking about Brandon Marsh wetting his hair, and you know, he's good with it.
He wets his hair.
About every other inning.
And why is that? Have you talked to him about that?
I don't need an answer. He's do what you do.
Love it.
I'm glad that John asked the questions that matter, because like we all needed to know why his hair was.
That's all John wanted to know, really. So it's good. All right, let's keep it rolling, Joe. You've said versions of this on the show before. Always great.
I have no life.
Factual.
It is true.
With a more pregnant pause in there.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Yeah, there was a You know, we've had the
classic. My life's a waste of time.
So that one too. I doubt this will be beat. We'll see how it goes. There's some funny stuff, but when the owner of the Philadelphia Phillies says this, it's pretty big.
The goal is to create a team that 50, 100 years from now, when people ask the question, what are the greatest teams that ever played baseball, that a Phillies team is in that conversation.
I loved it. I really did.
It's my favorite thing that's ever been said on our show, whether middays, mornings, whatever. My favorite thing. So awesome stuff from Middleton there. Less awesome... Joe trying to say Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, no.
You know, James, if you hadn't answered it, I could have struggled for a long time.
I made a mistake. Mistakes were made, yes. Can you say it now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Good job. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. I just got to slow it down.
Can you say Mike Krzyzewski?
Coach K.
All right, let's keep it rolling, Joe. Sometimes you're way too honest with us, and you said this.
I've got the runs.
Oh.
Well, what?
Sometimes.
You're I've way too runs. Open about your digestive system.
Correct.
I'm going to step away for a moment, literally to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. Joe, our out-of-context drops. Pretty good one here.
Yeah, Richie knows I would last less than 20 seconds.
Yeah, but not even. That's generous.
Apparently John knows. Okay.
Yeah, John was a little quick on the trigger with that one.
Oh, wow. I did not mean that.
Holy mackerel. All right. Speaking of you being too honest and telling us too much, we found out about your belly button and the lint.
When I wear the new undershirts, there is an incredible amount of, I guess you'd call it lint, every day in my belly button.
Oh, jeez.
But it's only when I wear the new undershirts. Now, John, I will do this live on the air. I'm going to tell you first whether I'm wearing the new undershirt or the old undershirt.
Oh, God.
I can kind of tell
this
by color.
Gross, man.
Because the old undershirts are, like, you know, disgusting color.
Yep, that's an old one.
That's
an
old one.
So it's not going to have a little bit.
Look at that.
A little bit. See that? A little bit lint.
It was not a little bit a lint. Just for those ones.
Guys, I have an old one on right now. Just wait till next week. Remind me, when I have a new undershirt on, it's an astounding level of lint that gets in there.
So disgusting.
It is.
Yes.
Then why did you make us think about that during the weekend?
I figured
it's
people
really just wrong.
People aren't eating breakfast right now.
I missed that moment, and I'm kind of grateful for it.
Well, wait till next week, because it's horrendous.
Yeah, well, I
try not to do that on Wednesday or Friday next week.
It drives Amy nuts because I take it out and then I just put it on the table right by us. Like we're watching TV.
Well, that's just,
no.
Man.
drives her nuts.
It should.
Do better.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. We've got like 15 more to get to or something. All right. The belly button led to me saying this, which is true, but also a little embarrassing.
I have a very deep belly button.
Yeah, that was weird.
I do. It's a deep belly button. I'm just
is that a point of pride?
No, obviously
no.
It's not a point of pride. But well, it is just know. A factual statement about my belly button. So
yeah.
It's deep. All right, let's keep it going. Richie.
Oh, my God.
That's really good.
We're talking about versatility as a side topic, and Richie gave us this.
Plus the giving birth thing.
Yeah,
that
not,
part
not,
is.
It's not fun.
That
I mean,
part
John,
is
how would
that shows some versatility also.
Yeah, it does. What a jeez, John.
Wow.
John might have just won drop of the week.
True.
I'm
holy
just telling you.
Mackerel. Yeah. That's a thought that takes it to another level.
I'm voting dig for that.
I'd rather go against
dig
a
in,
300.
Did you just say dig in? With the next words you just said, dig in.
I'm voting for that.
I don't know. Over Middleton, we'll see.
I think so. That's outrageous what John said.
All right.
Not inaccurate, but outrageous.
The Stars continue. Dave Dombrowski giving us a great Bryce Harper update.
When you look at this, is that we're not going to put him on the emergency injured list, which would keep him out till May 29th. We're going to keep our options open, and we're hopeful that he'll come back.
Big news.
Yep.
Big
yeah,
news.
That was breaking news on our
that
show.
Yeah, that's probably the most newsworthy thing that's been said on our show so far.
Yep.
So let's keep it rolling. Joe, the weird noises, they keep coming.
I expected to lose a ton of dudes, but I'm realizing 7 is a freaking ton. Oh, no.
Ooh, that was a new one.
That is awful.
What is that, like smacking your lips? Or
it's like you're farting.
His lips get stuck or
it's
something.
Like you're farting with your mouth is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh,
play that again, James.
Oh, my God.
What a strange noise to come out of your mouth.
Oh, boy.
All right, speaking of strange, John Ritchie, some crotch talk.
They ran me through again. I looked at the, you know, the projection, the picture that showed my body. There was a giant orange square over my crotch.
Uh-oh.
It was the crotch.
Whoa.
There was nothing
in there.
There was nothing in there.
What were you trying to bring on the plane,
pockets
John?
Were empty. Hey. There was nothing in there. They kept it. They were
cut
insistent.
The thing of him saying there was nothing in there.
They were insistent that my crotch had extra whatever dangerous things inside.
Unbelievable.
The crotch.
Whoa.
There was nothing in there.
That's great, man.
Well, yeah. There's more crotch talk. How about this one?
My crotch is not illegal.
Oh, the crotch. Yeah, the crotch.
That's good to know. All right, let's keep it rolling. Our buddy Layton, who does an amazing Josh Harris, just a little taste of it. Much longer call, but here's a little Josh Harris.
Josh, you don't really need a $100 Visa gift card, though, right? You got a lot of money?
I'm doing all right, I'd say. With Apollo Global, we diversify.
I like that.
Josh, so good, man.
He's so good. It's dead
so
on.
Good.
All right, couple more to get to. Let's keep rolling. Sometimes it's usually when I'm on the phone. I miss something on the air, and then I'll jump on thinking I was right. I was actually not right this time, and I was also not on the phone. I was talking to Ali. You guys are talking about the Philly special, and I didn't know that.
But it's also classic around here. Is it classic? Do people care around the rest of the nation?
Well, internationally, people really care. Like, they
Why?
Were showing the numbers of, like, and this is a rudimentary way
no,
to
no,
do
you're
it.
On the wrong topic, James. You're talking about the World Baseball Classic?
Yes. I missed it. My bad.
Yeah. You in there talking to Elliot? You guys
turned to Elliot for a second.
You guys
that was
just,
on me. Yeah. Yep, that's pretty good.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it was. I was absolutely talking. I was talking about the tweet like views on the World Baseball Classic. That was definitely not what we were talking about. All right, a couple more. Ruben Amaro, what a flex on the show.
The only time when I was a GM that I asked to like think about the need as opposed to taking the best player was Aaron Nola, and it ended up being a pretty good pick.
Sure. That's great.
Just
man.
A flex. Yeah. I love it. He was like, you know, the only time I ever did this, Nola.
Yeah.
Let me just point it out to you.
Yeah. All right, Joe, you said this.
I am not a great basketball player.
Good.
That's true.
Yep. Speaking of basketball, we got the free throw competition coming up. The great Mike Threeswick came on the show, and Richie asked him this question.
Mike, how agitating is it for you when a 44-year-old guy off the street who played middle school basketball believes he can outdo you in your area of expertise that you practiced for your entire life?
You know, it's I've heard it before. I like my chances.
Me too, Mike. Me too. All right, two more. I won't do the whole Hammer celebration. That's been a thing. But just a quick taste of the Hammer agreeing with a drop.
Guys, I just smoked this dude. Wow. By the way, I am crushing fools these days.
What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
I agree with me.
Yeah.
You should agree with me more often.
It was
remind me
good.
To do that.
No,
very
but you
good.
Know, Joe, I'm a little disappointed in the Hammer celebration this week. It's pretty low key. Hey, but you didn't yell at random
yeah,
people.
It doesn't always. Like, at a certain point, it becomes a little formulaic.
Plus,
you need
I'm
to
just,
lose.
I'm just winning so often. It's almost like November when the Eagles got a little boring. They win every game by 20 points.
Well,
Chuck
speaking of Chuck,
is on the way.
Speaking of Chuck, our last entry for Drop of the Week was when this happened.
I'm calling for one reason. I'm challenging you. I'm tired of seeing you beating up on all these people with these imbeciles that call up here. I don't know a damn thing.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm calling you out, Jody Cameron, and I'm challenging you.
Love it.
I love it, too. What's the winner? Seltzer, you name it, real quick.
I think it's Middleton. I think that's the coolest
like
thing ever said on our show.
I love it. All right, up ahead, time's yours, and many more phone calls. Jody Cameron and John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Here is what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting. Borgata is the ultimate place to watch the March College Basketball Tournament beginning March 16th from tip-off to the final buzzer. Guaranteed seating available at BetMGM Sportsbook and Bar and more. Not sure where to go? Go to Borgata's Central Conference Center to catch all the action with free public viewing. Bet your brackets at Borgata. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today, including the window to the weekend. It's brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Well, the reality is this weekend, window is a lot about basketball. Obviously, college basketball. Right now, we sit at 12 teams. By the time we reconvene on Monday, we'll be down to four, known as, you know, the Final Four. That's coming up, obviously, a week from now, but we'll get there soon. Also this weekend, we'll see more of the Sixers push. They're in a battle with Boston to try to secure that two seed, so we'll see how the Sixers and Celtics jump.
Embiid and Harden going to miss tonight? They're questionable. You think they both play?
I don't know, but we will find out. So all that up ahead. Also up ahead, coming up in 1 minute's time, the poll result, John, of whether people think I will or will not actually shoot 80% from the free throw line.
Baseball is back, and our guys in the red pinstripes are already driving homers out of the park, a lot like how my friends at the Busch Auto Group are driving down the cost of vehicle ownership. Right now, when you purchase any vehicle from one of their four great locations, Exton Nissan, Nissan 422 of Limerick, Infinity of Westchester, or Infinity of Ardmore, you get over $3,000 in bonus value to help maintain your vehicle and keep the cost of ownership down. Not only are they your local spot for a great selection of new Nissans or Infinities, but they have over 300 pre-owned vehicles in stock. When you're looking for your next vehicle, new or pre-owned, choose the Busch Auto Group. Visit one of their four great locations or visit them online today at BushAutoGroup.com. That's BushAutoGroup.com. And when you see them in store, tell them John Ritchie sent you.
All right, right now, I want everyone to lean back in a Regency Furniture chair and listen to me.
Lean back. Come on. Now lean back.
Because I got a couple things to say, one of which is Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. John, my skills as an athlete will never look better than how they'll look on Tuesday. And here's what I want to say to you, John, to Devin, to Rhea, to Seltzer, and everyone out there listening. I will shoot 80% or better from the free throw line on Tuesday at the Palestra. John, I know President Clinton all those years ago said I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, and, you know, he lied. So sometimes you make a declaration and it's inaccurate. I am telling you, I will shoot 80% or better from the free throw line. And, John, you're just going to have to eat
and
it,
I'm
man.
Telling you, you did not last time. And I do not expect you to this time. And I also want to remind you that free throw shooting is not related to athleticism.
It's really not.
Have you even acquired a basketball?
I need to get one.
Still don't have a basketball. I don't have a basketball. In 80%
I just roll out of bed and shoot. I mean, it's real easy
for me. You can go to like a sporting goods store and just pick one up.
I plan to this weekend.
I plan to.
Seltzer, make sure someone at least brings a basketball to the Palestra so when everyone shows up, there's a, you know, there's a ball. You know,
yeah, that's a good thought, right?
No cheating. No cheating from Joe. Check that basketball.
Could you imagine if we show up and there's no basketball?
Highly important detail
we'll be there.
I actually can imagine that.
We'll make sure we bring a basketball. Good idea. Today's Twitter poll question of the day, though. Let's drill down on it. Because James' Twitter poll question of the day.
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Routine maintenance, major repairs. Armin Chevrolet Service Center has same-day appointments available. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
Today's question, do you think I will shoot 80% or better on 50 free throws Tuesday at the Palestra? By the way, that's an event open to the public. We really hope to see everybody out there Tuesday. Doors will be open. Start of the show, 6 to 10. It's going to be a blast. John, where do you think the results came in today on Twitter?
94% say no.
93%
wow.
say no.
Wow, Richie.
You're
amazing.
A machine, man.
It's amazing.
I was pretty good, yeah.
And John, I feel good about that one. One more question. Of the 7% that said yes, how many of them do you think believe it or are just trying to be a nuisance?
How many of them are your family members?
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
They don't believe it.
All right, let's get to the phones. We'll get to Times Yours coming up shortly. Let's talk to Joe right now in Mayfair. What's up, Joe?
You got no shot. No shot.
Clearly.
I Joe, say 37 out of 50 to camera.
Joe, you going to be out there on Tuesday?
If I can, I will. Yeah. I moved to Gilbertsville, so it's a little hike, but if I can get down there, I will get down there. No cheerleader outfit for me, though.
Good. No,
probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not actually, I feel bad for Rhys Hoskins, but I'm actually looking at this from the way the game changed, the rules, no shift. Defensively, I think the Phillies are going to be much better without him on the field. I actually think Sosa's a much better player than we give him credit for. I think he's got a good bat. He's got a great glove. You can hit and run this year. You can do a lot more things on the base pass. So I don't think it's going to be a huge loss, believe it or not, in a lineup and defensively for the Phillies when it comes to the win-loss column. I just feel bad for him that he's probably not going to play another game in a Phillies uniform.
Yeah, he really is probably done. He really is.
It's definitely hard for a guy in his young 30s to come back from ACL playing baseball who doesn't function that well defensively anyway. So he might be just a career DH after this, though.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a DH. Yep. He was probably going to be a DH anyway, Joe, for the most part. But it does simplify it in all likelihood.
You know, I'm wondering if they're just going to move Bohm to first and play Sosa at third most of the time. I know Bohm was starting to get very good, more than adequate at third, but to me that makes the most sense. And I do think Sosa is going to be probably your most valuable player in the team when it comes to what he can do defensively with the bat, running the bases. He's an all-rounded player, and I'm looking forward to watching him actually play this year, believe it or not. I think he's an underrated player.
All right, Joe, give me a great answer, man. You got a shot to win the $100 gift card. Who or what is magical?
Well, I've mentioned this person's name numerous times on your show, and she better win today. Nobody had more of an 87-year magical life being deaf and blind. The life of Helen Keller was completely magical.
Wow.
It's a great answer.
I don't know if it's magical. It's not magical. It's amazing. It's not magical.
It was more like her and the person who taught her, right?
I mean, that,
how to communicate.
Yeah, that woman's connection with her.
That was unbelievable.
It's incredible. It really is. All right, let's get to what we do. Times Yours, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. Let's hit it with Times Yours.
Ezekiel Elliott wants to be an Eagle. Don't do it, Howie. Jerry Jones pays him under the table to lay down and flop.
No.
A guy like Ezekiel Elliott could help us out. Short yardage, short pass game, goal line, and he picks up the blitz. It's actually a perfect fit, and I hate to say it. Now I'm going to throw off Dallas Stock.
No!
We cannot sign Zeke. The guy's a cowboy through and through. He looks like a cowboy. He acts like a cowboy. Been a cowboy. We hate Zeke. Absolutely not, Howie.
No.
Listen, Zeke Elliott, stop it. The guy is cooked. Do not waste a penny on that dude. Time's yours.
I love when Wechter puts together.
Me too. Me too.
It's really good. Really good job by Wechter.
Can you please stop having these beat the hammer contestants on? Where are you getting them from? Pass. Pass. Can you repeat that again? Pass. pass, and it's like you're going through every moron in the Philadelphia area.
Guys, I just smoked this dude.
Why don't you go against Ray Diddy? Ray would roll you up and smoke you right there in front of everybody. But no, you keep hiding. You just hiding from the best, Joe. That's all you do is hide. Beat up on the cream puff.
I am crushing fools these days.
Somebody call that can beat this guy. Because right now, he may not be an athlete, but he's a legend with hairy nipples. Hairy nipple guy!
Well, Chuck from Mount Airy next week. I mean, that's going to be something. So next week is about competing with Rieswick and Harold Jensen and all sorts of guys from the Big Five and Chuck from Mount Airy and Pete the Hammer. It's going to be a great week for me.
1 week is not enough time to properly promote Chuck from Mount Airy versus Pete the Hammer.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing you beating up on all these imbeciles that call up here.
That's a good point.
Time is here.
I love it. I'm looking forward to it, man. Is that it? And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's talk to Jim right now in Clementon. What's going on, Jim? Seltzer might need you to take care of that. Hello, buddy.
Hi there. Looks like the Phillies are experiencing more injuries than the Eagles had all last year already.
It has been a rash of them, but, you know, aside from Reese, it feels like we're managing okay.
We lost a couple pitchers, too. Don't forget.
Yeah, Painter, got to wait and see. Got to rest it and see if it heals up. And, you know, Ranger, the tightness in the forearm. But, you know, Reese, this is a season ender. It's a different kind of category.
Probably a Phillies career ender.
Yeah. Yeah,
not his career, but the Phillies' career for Reese Hoskins probably over.
Yeah, and I'd love to see Zeke get his revenge on Dallas, but I want to see him do it in a Washington uniform, not an Eagle uniform.
That's funny. All right, Jim, give me a great answer. Who or what is magical?
Oh, the Bible.
The Bible. Interesting answer. The Bible. All right, let's talk to let's go to Wade right now. Hi, Wade.
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, man, when the Hammer lose and stuff, when you went on that that losing streak and you defeat it, that's not a good Hammer. So yeah. I root for you and everything. But the last time, like when people challenge you, from my knowledge, going back, you undefeated. And the last time somebody challenged you and I came on here and I had to and I vouched for him and I had to put my foot in my mouth, I'm still a little mad about it, but that was Andy. But to give him some benefit of doubt, you beat him 1-0. Them questions was very hard. You only got one wrong.
I played good defense. I played really good defense that day. I remember that.
I tied with you with the 1-1, so that's why I'm talking trash about him. But I'm going with Chuck on this and everything. But when you shooting your free throws, I wanted to get some people down there to cheer for you. Can I tell you what the cheers was going to be?
Sure.
You might not understand me or hear it. So the first one would have been Hammer. He can shoot free throws. You know he's going to nail it. And then the other would have been go, go, Joe Hannibal to Camry. And you might not understand because we're going to have a unisex muzzles on as a team, a cheerleader. I just wanted to let it be known that what we're saying, you don't understand what's going on because of the muzzles.
It's smart to put it out there.
Great idea.
Giving us the lyrics that we can't
make. Can you imagine if you had 30 people in the stands wearing muzzles?
You stepping in the ring with a heavyweight, Chuck. This legendary, you beat him, man. I'm about to let's get it done.
Wait, let me say something to you because I got to honor
it. It will be legendary when Chuck beats you.
Oh, it would be amazing, but it's not going to happen. Wait, let me tell you something.
Oh, Joe, I got to compliment you because you gave him. I was scared because, you a beast with this trivia stuff. But you put it in his real wheelhouse with the Sixers and football, so I'm even more excited because you're making it fair. So this is going to be good, man.
It's because I'm not afraid.
Man, Chuck, train, baby. Train. We got the Friday, man. Go over some stuff with Google and everything, man. We need to get it done.
Wait, you remember that story? I don't know. It's like 90 years ago when Babe Ruth was talking to the kid. Babe Ruth told him he was going to hit a home run that day because, I wanted to brighten the kid's day. Wade, for all that you've done to support me through the years – and recognizing the greatness of the Hammer. You and I are on the same page on that. Wade, I'm going to do this for you on Friday of next week. I'm going to win for you.
All right, well, that's even better because that's a win-win.
Yeah. So absurd. For you and the 3% of people out there that
I will just say, whenever you've quote-unquote dedicated your victory, it has not gone well. So I'm good with that.
That's a good point.
All right, wait, give me an answer. Who or what is magical? We're going to turn to right now.
Nick Foles, man. Philly.
Nick Foles.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
We move fast. Dave in Wilmington. Dave, give me an answer. Who or what's magical?
In honor of my wife, one of her favorite movies was The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's Red Slippers.
Yeah, it's a good answer right there. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. Red slippers are good. Is it as simple as Disney?
I think it might be.
Maybe.
Yeah, because that's actually magical. Like, I think a lot of the answers could be great.
Comprehensively magical.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas Everything Eve was an interesting Disney. Answer, but he said St. Patrick's
Cathedral. Yeah, baseball on the radio was great. There were a few that stuck out, but I think it's probably Disney.
I think it's Disney. Congratulations to Mike with the answer of Disney way back earlier in the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.